This is the Grillin' Guy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We appreciate you tuning in wherever you are, podcast or live on one of our many, many stations out there. But
or streaming us off the Jethro website.
Yeah, right. Jethro.fm, I believe is what that is. But anyway, hey, it's that time of year. It's deer hunting season, and you know Barbecue Bob and I are into that. And if you're fortunate enough to harvest a deer, what are you going to do with it? And so on the live line, yeah, eat it. So on the live line, we've got the master of meat. That'd be Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. Hey, Tim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Yeah, the most mentioned sponsor on the show, I'd have to say.
Well, he's a meat guy, man. What are you going to do at a barbecue show without meat? Nothing, right?
So. Well, when you give away money, then you get mentions, right?
Yeah. I guess you got to throw it on a Garrett's grill when you're done. So right, let's throw them in there right. too.
Yeah.
So let's talk about processing deers. what can people do if they're harvesting an animal right now to make sure that it tastes really good? One question I have is the tenderloins.
And what's your question about the tenderloins? Do you want to eat the tenderloins?
Well, what should they do with them? Should they cut them out before they take them home and throw them on ice?
I would get them out. I mean, once you got that deer out, you're already up in that cavity.
Right.
Pull those tenderloins out, rinse them underwater, get all the whatever is on there, get them nice and clean, pat them dry, and then get them chilled down quickly. Absolutely.
Okay.
So aside from that, you know, we've had warm weather this year, kind of above records. And so two things, if you're going to mount a deer, then let's say you got that nice buck, he's going to go on the wall. At that point, you're going to sacrifice some meat. The blood is going to settle in the hams. But if you hung it head up, at least it'll drain out of that neck cavity. That neck cavity, that's going to spoil first.
And if you're processing it yourself and you're going to do a head and shoulder mount, you got to cape that thing.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, that the cape doesn't come off any quicker and easier than when it's warm anyways. So if you have the ability in camp to pull that hide off, then get that, I mean, start with hang the animal head down. And then you can cut all the way up the neck once that cape has been removed and get the head cut out, get that to bleed out, rinse it out with ice-cold water or cold water, pat it dry. Don't let that water settle in the neck because that will rot that out. But, boy, you're going to get some of the best venison you've ever had doing that.
And they make a nice device that looks like a clothing hanger that you put into the back legs, and it's got a little pulley. That's a great investment.
I think it's called a gambrel.
There you go.
Yeah, the gambrel hook. Yep.
And so Tim, let's slow down a little bit. So I harvest the deer, I get it back to camp, and I've got one of these gambrels, and they're designed to go in the back legs, just above the knee. You just cut a little slit and hang them there. There's an Achilles tendon almost that it looks like that you're going to hook this thing, and if you're keeping it for a trophy. Do you hang it head first or do you hang it feet first?
If you're gonna take the cape off, it'll be easier to hang it head down anyways.
Right.
So then when you're finished. So let's say the flip side, you're going to get a mount, but you're not going to skin it in camp. Then I would say hang it. Don't put a rope around its neck. Put a rope around under the antlers because you don't want a rope mark when you get your trophy back.
Right.
Then you can hang it head up, and then the blood will still drain out of that neck cavity. The blood will settle into the back ham, so it'll be bloodier. But at that point, if you're just going to make sausage out of it, you're still going to be fine anyway. You'd rather sacrifice a little bit of meat to keep a nice cape for that mount.
Now, wouldn't you recommend skinning it right there at deer camp?
Yes.
So that means you got to bring up a tarp to wrap that thing in for your transit.
Well, that's correct. There's that, but I think what I'm thinking about myself, I'm not sure how to cape out a deer that I can make it so that the mount is proper once it gets mounted on a shoulder mount. It sounds logical, but I don't know if it is. How far up in you go to cut the neck meat out and stuff at the base of the skull?
Well, you don't cut the neck meat out. You just cut the hide lower down on the shoulder, and then you slit it up front or back, and you start peeling that up until where you're going to take care of the severing action.
My point is that I think an average guy, and I count myself as that, I wouldn't know where to start and stop, and I might jack it up. So then to me, the right at the shoulders, cut the neck off and let the taxidermist take care of that.
You can do that too.
Right? Because I wouldn't know how to do that and make it so that it sounds logical what you just said, but I if it's truly a trophy,
I might take it
there.
Yep.
And you're going to sacrifice some neck meat.
Or you could bring it over to Tim's deer camp and let him do it for you.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Yeah. I'll be waiting for you.
Right. Yeah.
We'll be just sitting there saying the rosary anyway.
Yeah.
Sipping on some altar wine or something. I don't know.
Yeah. A little muscatel. There you go. Right.
Yeah.
But John, that's a very good call. And I would second that. Based on, you know, past experience that I've had when I process deer for other guys, if you're not sure, that's your trophy. And really, whatever ends up going in the freezer or doesn't go in the freezer, the main thing you're trying to end up with is that nice trophy on the wall.
Right.
When in doubt, then I would agree, just leave it alone and let an expert, you know, save that hide for you, that cape.
Yeah.
So and you're bringing to the taxidermist everything they need. Otherwise, if you cut it too short, you're going to end up buying a cape anyways.
And if it's a real trophy, it's a bigger, older buck, you don't mind sacrificing a little neck meat.
Right, yeah, right.
Yep,
all full
absolutely.
Of that estrus, yeah, from the
yep.
all of that.
So
yeah.
Now let's take the flip side. So let's say, and I would agree if you have a tarp. The other thing that we've done, you can get, they're the commercial, like the contractor's trash bags.
Yeah.
They're a larger one. So then you could basically put, if you start, let's say your deer is hanging head down or whichever the way yep. that's hanging, if it's been skinned, have a couple nice, don't take that trash bag you just got done, you know, filling up full of leaves, but take that nice new trash bag, put one on from the bottom, work up, and then once you get it off your gambrel hook, over the top down. So now you've got kind of a bag from either end. And your meat isn't going to get road dust and grime and everything else
right.
on it for the ride home.
And that's a mistake. I've seen a lot of guys taking their deer on a back carrier on the rooftop or whatever, and the back straps are in the cavity and 60 degrees out. And there's lots of, you just ruined a lot of meat.
Yeah, so Tim.
Yeah, they'll be medium rare by the time you get home.
Yeah.
So Tim, with regard to that temperature, because it is warmer, this season yep. than it's been in last. I shoot one opening day and I come back and, as you said, you rinse it out, you put ice in the cavity to try to cool it down. Maybe you get the hide off it. How long can I let that hang at a 55, 60 degrees, which is what we're dealing with right now, before I'm afraid I'm going to lose that?
Yeah, I would say, number one, you'd want to have it in the shade somewhere and absolutely do something to keep it out of the rain, because water will rot meat quicker, as quickly as too warm a temperature as well. So water is your friend to rinse it out, but pat it dry. In water, soaking in water is not good at all.
But you had a good idea. You had a good idea about bringing up frozen milk jugs and using those to stuff the cavity. So an extra cooler might be needed.
Yep.
Sure. Because even if you have those, if like a half-gallon jug, you could shove that up into the neck cavity a little bit farther, and then a gallon jug will fit in that chest cavity. Yes, it's going to thaw, but you're not going to have anywhere near the water on your meat as you would if you just stopped to a gas station, buy a bag of ice, and shove it up in there.
Right.
If that melts and thaws, it's going to be laying in water.
Right. So the water we want to stay away with. And we're running out of time. Tim, you can stay with us for another segment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. Because in the next segment, what I want to do is talk a little bit about quartering it out. Is that the right thing to do? Or do you process it all at the same time? How long can it stay in the tree and so on? So we'll pick that up when we come back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in. stick with us because we're going to finish up this deer processing. We'll be right back.